Listen to what I will tell you. At the beginning of this day, please keep this in mind. It is not that things don't happen. Well, it is not that God doesn't act. It is not that God doesn't hear. And it is not that God doesn't want to answer. It is that you didn't get to the end to see a reality. What God plans to do with you. That's how it is. How much it costs us to stay and trust, and hence having peace to wait. It costs us, and more when what is in front of our eyes, it is not what we are expecting. And also, even more, when we pray and the answer we receive, it is completely contrary to what we are asking for. From that, it turns dark and complicated. Because, among other things, we always try to understand what is happening, and when we don't find an explanation, we feel like we lost control, we feel frustrated, restless, impatient, and therefore by letting ourselves be carried away by those feelings, we end up abandoning, or as they say, throwing in the towel. We lose focus, and whatever comes our way seems to be good, but it takes us away from God's plan. So, it's not that things do not happen, it is that you have not come to the end to see them. In the Bible, we find several characters with certain crises of faith, and before talking to you about any of them, so that you realize that you are not the only one who is going through complicated situations, but also so that you can understand that God is never wrong. I want to remind you of something important. In God there are never setbacks. In God there are never losses. In God there is always progress. And in God everything is good. Even if what is in front of you does not seem so. In God everything is good. So, I want to continue mentioning to you some characters in the Bible who experienced certain crises of faith. And when I speak to you about crises of faith, I mean people used by God who at certain times began with some doubt or something to ask, however, remained and reached the goal. Although some others abandoned and did not remain. One of those men who reached the goal was John the Baptist. After baptizing Jesus and saying, "This is the Son of God," talking about him, baptizing him and being completely sure that Jesus was the Son of God sent to earth, they put him in jail for something unjust. And then he finds out that they were going to behead him, that they were going to take his life. So I think that like every human being, he got in a moment of panic and being locked up in jail, he began, as we used to say, to tie up loose ends. To asking questions and perhaps to answer in his own mind if he had really been wrong or Jesus really was the Messiah. So he called his disciples and told them, "Go to Jesus and ask him if he was the one who was to come or should we wait for someone else?" Every time I read this part of John's life, I say, Lord, even the man who prepared the way for Jesus had uncertainty. Had a crisis of faith at some point. And you know what is wonderful? That Jesus had no problem with John asking him. Even more so, despite his crisis of faith, John did the right thing. He asked whom he should ask. He did not keep guessing or thinking what he shouldn't think. So Jesus sent him the answer he needed. Thus, we have other people on the journey, the path of life, and in the Bible too. I can tell you about the prophet Isaiah. After being called by God to preach the word, God commanded him to do something that perhaps for many it did not have sense, and it was to speak to people, and those people were never going to listen to him. Perhaps for some 50 years, Isaiah gave the message to people who had hardened their hearts. Anyone could say, what sense does that have? What sense does have this or that? But maybe it does not have sense to you, but for God it does. Maybe at the moment you are not understanding it, but the moment will come when it will happen. Another man was Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a king of Israel. God worries a prophet and sends him to the palace where Ezekiel was and tells him, you know, that's what the Lord tells you. Prepare your house because you are going to die. That was the moment that God had determined that Ezekiel would die. However, Ezekiel manages through prayer to make that inevitable appointment be delayed a little, and God gives him 15 more years of life. However, if you read correctly the story, during those 15 years, Ezekiel made many mistakes. Mistakes so counterproductive that once after he died, his children and all that generation had to bear the consequences of their father Ezekiel's mistake. When God gave him the word to prepare his house because he was going to die, until then everything was going well. The 15 extra years of life were the problem. What do I mean with this? How many things does the Lord want to free us from, but we continue to be stubborn? We continue asking for the same thing. We continue putting our hands so that the door do not close. It caused us to wait and rest because, perhaps for the experience, for what others have told us, we think that God can be wrong and that we are right. But my dear friend, God gave us life. Our knowledge of life is very limited, because we do not know what will come in the next 5 minutes. But God knows, and I can continue mentioning certain characters in the Bible. They did things they did not understand, but since it came from God, they trusted. You know why? Because they learned something important, and it is a word that I ask you to keep in your heart. The understanding we have of that word that I am going to tell you next will bring rest. A good understanding of that word will bring rest to your life, and it will make you walk more confident, more secure, without fainting. And when doubt visits you, you will simply close the door. Because by understanding this word, you will know that God is never wrong. Do you know what word is it? Sovereignty. God is sovereign. Can you understand that? God is sovereign. Heaven and earth obey God. Heaven and earth are subject before His name. Why? Because He is sovereign. He is the owner of gold, of money, time, life, death, good, bad. God is the owner of everything. He is sovereign. And everything created by Him, absolutely everything, is subject to His voice. It is obedient at His call. Look at what Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 to 12 says. We are going to reflect and culminating this devotional on this beautiful morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 11 to 12 says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Look at this. What does the word teach us? That the one who runs the most is the one who wins the race. But look what Solomon said, writing about life and realizing of many things that happened. He said that in this life, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. Look what it says, but time and chance happen to them all. In another version of the Bible, it says, time and occasion occur for everything. Time and occasion are presented every day. Do you see? Why? Because God doesn't love me? Because God is bad? Or because God does not exist? No. Time and opportunity occur every day. Good times, bad times occur every day. Those are things that the Lord established. But together with the test comes the way out. We cannot change what is already created. We cannot change what God has written. But we can make decisions about how we are going to face it, and that is what is going to make the difference. Time and occasion in everything. Time and opportunity. Are you taking advantage of it? We cannot say, why did this person die if he was good and the bad ones continue to prosper and continue to live? We all have time and opportunity. time and occasion, and it depends on us how we are going to live it and how we are going to take advantage of it. Can I ask you a question? How are you taking advantage of this sun today? How are you taking advantage of it? How are you taking advantage of that opportunity? Let's ask ourselves that question, because we can waste time and spend the time trying to find the explanation to this, or we simply take advantage of the time to let God guide us through His Word and continue moving forward. Lord, I ask You for each person who received this Word. I ask You, my King, to help them. Look at how much confusion there is in that mind, in that heart, due to all the things that may have come. Only You can give, Lord, that true peace that surpasses all understanding. And that peace that surpasses all understanding is the one I am asking You today, so that it may come upon Your children and upon all those who open their hearts to receive this Word today, that they may remain in You, Lord, and that they know that in You there is always progress and no retreat. I ask You in the name of Jesus, take their lives and lift them up today. Thank You, Lord. Amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I want you to remember that God always arrives just in time. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo, and find me on Instagram, hit on follow, there you find me as Pastor Elias HC. And if you are in Barranquilla and its surroundings, wondering where we are, and if you can come to receive a word, and if you are not meeting anywhere, come to our headquarters in Barranquilla on Carrera 49, number 72148. Thursdays at 7:30 p.m., Saturdays at 5 p.m., Sundays at 8 a.m., and the second service at 10 a.m. We're waiting for you. A big hug. Blessings.